there, Power Achievers. To be bodacious, you must have the best information. And you can get strategies, ideas, and information to help you do life with power from your favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and the super smart guests that hang out with us sometimes on Designing Your Life Today. Hey, if you need even more information, remember to check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and social media. You guys, this is your year to be bodacious. Well, let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and this is Thriving Thursday. This is your time to thrive, to make some amazing things happen in your life. And of course, today's show, we are going to give you some strategies that will help you thrive, help you pull it all together and make those amazing goals that you set become very real. Now, let's move on with our show. This is my favorite month of all times. It's February. Okay, it's one of my favorite months. February is my favorite month for two reasons. Number one, it's my birth month. And number two, it is the month where we have Valentine's Day. Now, when I think of Valentine's Day, I mean, there's the Eros love, which is the romantic type of love, or the relationships that you are in and you connect with your loved one, with that special guy or girl. But there's more to it than that. I like talking about love, the energy of love itself, and what it can do for your business and what it can do for your personal life, what it can do for you as a person. So throughout this month, we're going to talk about the energy of love and what it can do and how to use it to really kind of create what we call miracles in your life. In other words, how do you bring the best into your life when it comes to achieving your goals and when it comes to just designing the perfect lifestyle just for you? You want to go for your highest and best. You want to have the bring the best into your life and get to where it is you really want to be in your life. With that being said, we are going to kind of talk about how to get out of your own way. So our topic for today is who's blocking your achievement and what may be preventing you from winning. If you have set goal after goal, and if you're in sales, if you're in business, if you are working to get that promotion on the job, or if you're one of the people that are going to be displaced as a result of all these brick and mortar businesses closing down, then you know what? You want to make sure that you get yourself into winning mode, and you don't want to wait another minute to make that happen, because it is easy to get into your own way when it comes to winning, when it comes to making things happen, and really when it comes to manifesting the things that you want into your life. Make no mistake about it, these things require work on your behalf. Take it from me, you guys. It's been there, done that, down the road of being non-productive, so I know what stops us from being productive. And of course, making the shift and having learned how to make the shift and what it takes to make the shift and actually making the shift, I know what it takes to be the person that gets out of, let's say, her own way. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about, you know, who's blocking your achievement, what is this all about, and what can you do about really kind of getting out of your own way if you are, in fact, stopping yourself from succeeding. You know, if you really step back and kind of put things into perspective, let's take a look at something or imagine something. There could be two people, and there's one individual who's facing challenges and adversity, and they could actually be facing the exact same types of challenges and adversity, or their own set of challenges and adversities. And one becomes negative, frustrated, and pessimistic, and complains all the time, and whines about the fact that things aren't happening for them and that it's never going to happen. And everywhere that person looks externally, even in their own mind, they find reasons why they can't succeed. They find reasons why they cannot make something happen. So instead of fixing his mind or her mind on what they want, they fix blame, and they fix their mind on fears, and they fear what is really going to happen in a situation. Now, I'm not saying that to be critical. I'm saying that there are two kinds of people. The other kind of person is another person faces the same types of pressures and situation or their own set of challenges and adversities, and they become stronger. They become more focused, and they become even more determined to win. In my new book, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%, you know, I get into that and what it takes to get into the top 8%. I also give very personal examples from my own life as to how I had to make the mental shift, emotional shift, physical and spiritual shifts in my life in order to get to where it is I truly wanted to be in my life. So now you've got another person who's facing the similar situations, and that person is becoming stronger. That person is becoming more focused and more determined. And that person's performance becomes increasingly more inspired and effective. In spite of the environment around that person, they're not sitting around complaining and blaming the president and whining about what isn't working in their life. That person continues to move forward, and in the process becomes an inspiration to everyone. You know, this is kind of why we're here. I mean, we are built by design to win, and we are here to do life with power. And I think sometimes when I share that slogan, do life with power, sometimes it sends a message that it's supposed to be that way all the time, that this is how we are all the time, and that we're not allowed to fail. We're not allowed to go through any types of adversity. But that's not what it's about. The opposite of that, or the reality of it, is that the key to doing life with power is to really become stronger and more determined to win in the midst of adversity. See, I have been through adversities. I can't imagine what my life would be like if everything had been so peaches and cream and easy for me my entire life, because I don't know if I would ever have had to apply myself to go to the next level and to make something happen. So the thing is that you have to really recognize what's going on with you. The person who is negative and frustrated and pessimistic and looking for someone to blame, and they are afraid of what's going to happen to them, so as a result, they complain even more. And I've been in that mode. I have to be honest with you guys. You know, I've been in that mode before. That person is actually in their own way. Okay, that person is blocking their own achievement. Without even realizing it, they're stopping themselves from winning. So the object of the game is to figure out, okay, I've got this adversity, I have this challenge, I have these goals, and I've set the same goals over and over, and they're not happening. So what is going on? What is really happening? Am I responsible for the goal not happening? Am I responsible for not achieving it? Or is it that life is just against me? Or as the saying goes, it's just not in the cards for me. Well, the truth of the matter is, and it might sting a bit, but you know what? I'm totally responsible if I don't achieve a goal. Why? Because I'm the person who set the goal. I'm the person who desires to make it happen. I'm the person that wants to see it become real and manifest in my life. And if it doesn't happen, it isn't because the world is against me. It isn't because Donald Trump is the president. It isn't because of that Obama was the president. It was because of everything that's going on in my own mind. Now, I'm not making light of any situation that people go through or have been through as a result of certain economic conditions that has occurred in this country, be it whosever fault it is, or whatever the reasoning is. What I'm saying to you is that when you make a decision that you're going to achieve, you make a decision that you're going to win, regardless of the circumstances, winners press through, they move forward, they find a way, they become inspired to win. And we are all built that way. Anybody who's of sound mind is capable of making something happen. So what stops us, and really what kind of holds us back? And so I just want to kind of share some information with you just briefly that we live in a society where we are told that we have to work harder, we have to get mad, we have to never quit, don't quit, don't choke, and whatever you do, you don't lose. And so we get beaten down with that. And so we have the idea that we have to bear down and we have to work really, really hard. And I got to tell you, just even saying it, that's exhausting. Okay, not only is it exhausting, but it also attacks your confidence. It attacks your self-esteem. And so at some point, people back away from achieving the very goals that they set. So the object of the game here is to really listen to what you're saying to yourself and listen to what others are saying to you. You know, I mean, it's obvious you want to achieve the goals. That's why you set them. But here's the thing. I'm of the belief that you don't achieve at your highest and best level if you are beating yourself up, if you are clenching your fists and gritting your teeth and bearing down, and you are convincing yourself that, hey, you know what, I just shouldn't think about anything, I just really need to be spontaneous and let this thing flow into my life and really just go for it and not quit. Now, that, like I said, that kind of makes you tired. Now, this is the month where we're going to talk about love and how does it actually bring your goals to you. Now, I also don't want to give you the illusion that achievement does not require work. It does require work, but it's all about your mindset. So what may be preventing you from winning is the mindset that you have about actually achieving the goals. You know, you have the clenched fisted visual that you gotta just bulldoze through. And quite frankly, that's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure. Now, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of stress, but there's the kind of stress that makes you feel inadequate before you even get started. You're only going to go so far. Have you ever noticed that some people who are truly achieving and they appear to be achieving effortlessly, they appear to be on a roll, they appear to be making it happen? Well, the truth of the matter is, all of this happened because they practiced. They had a routine that they put in place that they used or operated under every single day. They acted on that routine every single day until it became a habit. So that was more flow, that was more focus, more concentration on achievement, not beating themselves up and not telling themselves, don't quit, don't lose, because you're sending your brain the entire message that, well, first of all, that you are a loser. And you're not a loser. You're built by design to win. But when you can adopt a routine that creates that kind of flow, that flows you towards your goal, that flows you towards achievement, when you can do that, now you're coming from that position, that loving position. And that's higher energy. And you're more excited about making things happen and getting it done. Not only that, that causes you to really go to the next level. In other words, you have that high expectation of your own personal success, your own personal achievements. And it becomes like it just kind of flows. And so you're getting to where it is you want to be. Now, how do you get there? How do you do all of that? As I said, it is all about your routine. And you have to be aware of your routine. And here's another thing that you want to consider. When you put a routine in place, you want to consider actually sticking to that routine. Just if you have to do it for a month, I know psychologists say it takes 21 days to create a habit. And I don't know. I don't think we're all in that same box, to be honest with you, because I can eat healthy and eat no sugar for 21 days straight. And at the end of the 21 days, I am like craving sugar like nobody's business. And now, don't get me wrong, I don't run right out and eat sugar. I might drink a smoothie or eat some fruit or something like that. But the bottom line is I'm still craving something sweet. So I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a doctor. But I'm saying I don't know if we're all in that box. I'm always leery of any kind of statistics that put us all in the same box, that stereotypes us based on gender, that based on race. It's based on the fact that our brains are all the same and that we all require the exact same things. So my point is, recognize that first of all, you are an individual, and know that you are built by design to win, but get in touch with who you really are, what you require, what works for you, how many days will it take you to actually create that routine. It's kind of like people who, and I've never smoked, okay, I confess, except once when I was in the ninth grade, I kind of puffed a cigarette twice and pretty much coughed my head off, so I never smoked again. All right, other than that, there's my little confession. But the point is, it's kind of like people who quit smoking. You know, there's some people who will quit cold turkey and they will never pick up a cigarette again. But there's some people who will quit and then start again and then quit and then start again. And then there's some people who actually need medical help quit smoking. So we're all different, I think, in that respect. So my point is, get to know you. And so when we talk about the energy of love, I'm talking about you kind of having that love affair with yourself so you can know who you are and really create the best system for you. You guys know I'm not a fan of the whole self-help concept of people telling you this is your life, this is who you are, this is how you are, and then nothing changes, at least not permanently. See, people forget to tell us that life is a journey. It's a constant not necessarily a battle, but it's a constant step-by-step, a journey through towards something more, towards the next level, towards really having that high expectation of success and getting to where it is you want to be. So with that being said, I think the object of the game is to really pay attention to what may be preventing you from winning, and that would be mindset and desire, which is an emotion. And we can connect this emotion of desire. We're not talking about in the romantic sense, okay? In my book, I really explain that thoroughly in Start Winning. I explain it thoroughly about desire and how important it is to help you create strong intentions toward goal achievement and to actually really create a good plan for your life. So this is not about desiring some chocolate strawberries or strawberries dipped in delicious milk chocolate. Okay, there it is. Now I'm giving myself a sweet tooth all over again. All right, let's get back to what we're talking about here. Okay, the truth is that, or what I want to share with you is that champions in all walks of life, they learn to achieve. Okay, they learn to achieve, and they do it in what seem like an effortless manner, and it seems as though they're relaxed, they're confident, they're stepping up to the plate, they're ready to make it happen. And you know what, this is kind of done it seems it's very different from, let's say, the having that what I call that stressful type of intensity. Is intensity required for you to achieve things? Yes, it depends on the level of the goal and how big it is. But it's not about stressing yourself out to the point where you think you're cheering yourself on by saying, don't quit, keep going, don't lose, don't, you know, that kind of thing. What I'm getting at here is that it's about centering your attention only on what's important for you to execute the necessary movements that will take you towards the goal or achieving the goal that you want to achieve. And so that's what that's about. It's not about constantly telling yourself that you got to keep going and not quit, or I should say, it's not about telling yourself don't quit. Okay, yeah. Is it okay to tell yourself to keep going? Yes, there's a difference. Okay, saying don't quit, as I said, or don't lose implies that you think that you're a loser or that you might lose. So you don't even want to go down that road. And so if you're not winning, if you are not making it happen, then recognize that perhaps you're the one who's blocking your achievement with the words that you're saying to yourself, with the behaviors that you're exhibiting when it comes to goal achievement, with your daily routine. And I know I talk about having a certain type of routine quite a bit on this podcast. And I talk about it because it's really important that we get it, that we understand how important it is to really pay attention to what we do on a daily basis. You know, if you're not making the money that you want to make and you're in direct sales or you're in business, you know what? This thing can be traced back to your daily routine, what you aren't doing when you're supposed to do it. And so it can be traced back to that. So how do you eliminate all of that? You eliminate all of that by seeing yourself as a winner. Only see yourself winning, only see yourself achieving, and then act on that. Act on what you see. Act on what you are focusing on. If you want to become intense about something, then become intense about your vision for your daily routine. We don't win all in one day. It is a step-by-step process. And so your routine is a big deal. And here's the thing. When it comes to paying attention to your routine, then guess what? You can see if you're the one who's blocking your achievement. Now, as always, you guys know I've got a little caveat that I've got to throw in there for you, because life is never kind of that black and white. It's never that cut and dry. That's what makes life interesting, right? Now, once you look at your routine and you follow this routine and you say, you know what, I am doing everything in my routine that I've outlined, but it's still not happening for me, then there are a couple of things that you want to pay attention to. Number one, perhaps your routine is not as effective as you think it is. That would be the first thing. The other thing is that if your routine is kind of designed to be extremely effective, then you need to really, at this point, you do need to kind of look outside yourself and see who's blocking your achievement. And when I say who, no one, let me make it clear that no one can ever stop you from succeeding unless you allow them. So when we talk about who's blocking your achievement, then what I'm saying is that perhaps you're allowing someone to do your thinking, do your talking, do your acting, and outline every single thing for you. And as a result, you are not using your own energy to win. You reap what you sow. That is a spiritual law all day long. And when we operate under these spiritual laws, and you can call them universal laws, but they are, to me, one and the same for the most part. And so in this case, and so when you understand about you reap what you sow, if someone else is doing your thinking, if someone else is telling you how to be, if someone else is really kind of controlling your daily routine for you, then you are putting out minimal energy. I'll give you an example of that as we start to wrap up for today. And since this is Thriving Thursday, you guys know on Thursday, we kind of talk about ways you can excel in business. And mostly passive income type businesses, direct sales, real estate, and internet marketing and other businesses that are similar to that. Well, here's an example I want to give you, and I'm not going to say which company it is because, well, it's a thriving company, but also within that thriving direct sales company, there's certain teams that thrive and there's certain teams that struggle. Now, we're all here to help one another, yes, but we're not here to drag each other across the finish line. And I can remember there was a group that I was a part of, and instead of teaching people how to do their own interviews so that they could become experts at taking action immediately, they would have the people bring all of your prospects and put them on this phone call and I'll do it for you. Well, did they thrive? They did decently. Could they have done better? Oh yeah, because there's nothing better than creating a team full of strong, educated people who are educated in that business that they were in. You know, training them, teaching them the lessons so that they can execute on their own and they don't have to wait to be on a recruiting call once a week. So, in that respect, they grew, but they didn't grow the way they could have. Why? Because, in a sense, one person was being the leader and being kind of the know-it-all, and I mean that in a nice way. They were being the know-it-all because they knew the answers to the questions. They knew how to recruit successfully, so they knew how to team build and really sell the product and to the listeners. And as a result, the others, all they had to do was just get people on the call. Well, they were constantly having to build. And even if you're in direct sales, no matter what, you still constantly have to build. But there's a difference between building and adding on, and there's a difference versus building and having to constantly replace. Why? Because people keep leaving. And why are they leaving? They're leaving because they're not educated in that business, so they don't know what they're doing, and as a result, they feel a little bit frustrated, a little bit stressed out. So the point that I'm making here is when we talk about who's blocking your achievement, are you allowing someone else to do your own thinking or your work, or as opposed to you taking the time to learn to do these things on your own? And it's nothing, as I said, there's nothing wrong with getting help. See, there's a difference between getting help so that you can learn and become stronger, in which case that's a great kind of mentorship type relationship. There's a difference between that that versus someone doing it for you and in a sense coddling you as though you're not capable of thinking for yourself. So if you really want to achieve big, make no mistake about it. Whatever there is for you to learn, you've got to learn it. And as I shared earlier, you know, champions, they achieved and they achieve in such a way that it looks as though they are serious experts and they have got their stuff together. They achieve. Why? Because they are independently strong and then they come together collectively as a team and then they're awesome. So this is really how it's done. And so if you're allowing someone else to do your thinking, to do your work and all of that for you, know this. You may pick up some things along the way, but until you create a routine that allows you to learn some things on your own, you're never going to be as strong as you could be. Now, with that being said, you guys, who's blocking your achievement? You want to take a moment and write it down. Is it you? Is it? And if you're blaming someone else, I got to say this one last time before we wrap up. No one's blocking your achievement unless you're allowing them. So the question is, who's blocking your achievement? And then just to make sure you don't blame someone else, who are you allowing to block your achievement? There we have it. I couldn't let you get away with that one. So all month long, we are going to find out how do we use this energy of love and connect it to ourselves and release it from ourselves, rather, because we already have it, so that we can solve any kind of business and personal issues and challenges that we have. And we're going to continue to learn how to be so excited about achieving until we really take control of our own destiny when it comes to that. See, that's a part of kind of having that love affair with yourself and your goals. Okay, so we're going to learn how to have that love affair with our goals and with achieving those goals that we set. And as I wrap up, I just want to remind you guys that for those of you that are looking for kind of ideas of things that you can do, if you are one of the people who are, you're going to be displaced because of the all of the brick and mortar stores and businesses that are closing down, then go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and click on resources, and you'll see wealth building there. And it's a great page because there's income boosting ideas and there's income rebuilding ideas, and so we have a lot of great ideas there for you. And on that page, you can click on the various boxes and check out the different pages. But also, so we got great things on there, but you can also scroll down, and if you feel like you need to become certified in certain areas, get certain licenses, if you decide you want to go into the real estate business, so we have some recommended courses there for you, and also websites there. So I'm going to put those links also on our page, so you can go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com, and you'll see the blogs as you listen to the show. You can look at all the show notes that are sitting there for you, and just click on the links. That way you don't have to kind of try and figure out where everything is. I'm going to do my best to make it easier for you. You can check out all of these different courses because they're amazing. And if you say, well, I'm doing what I love, but I feel like I could stand to learn more in that area, there's a lot of continuing education courses and other courses that will help you to take your business to the next level. There are internet training courses that you can take where you can actually get certified and perhaps get a, if you want to get a job, you can do that. But of course, we encourage passive income. We encourage people to learn the art of becoming an entrepreneur and to position themselves to stay in control of their income throughout their life, because as you can see, all of the people that are being displaced because someone else is in control. Well, that's all I have for you guys. Go to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com. Check it out. And you want to share, I'm asking you to share our show with a lot of people who are looking to take things to the next level and who want to learn some ideas or get some strategies that they can use to achieve their goals and also to become better at running their business and being self-employed. And if you've never been self-employed, this is a great show to listen to. We have some great guests that are coming up soon. So you guys, we got a lot of great things coming. It's going to be an awesome 2017 year. And so, you know what's going to be so awesome? Because guess what? Nobody's going to block your achievement because you're going to take control of that destiny and you're going to get the right mindset so nothing can prevent you from winning. That's what it's all about. You guys are built by design to win, and that is why you're going to be doing life with power in no time. Enjoy this Thriving Thursday. Hey, power achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it.